जैसे डॉक्टर सुबह जिसने क्या सुप्लेक्स में सुमर आज की रिपोर्ट ऑन पेशेंट कैथरी नेटनबर्ग नेटर नेटीबर्ग इन दिस प्रोसीजर वाज रेक्टल ब्लीडिंग 11/2/1993. Did not push down the area because the poorly prepped on the transcolon area. So this was just a flexor meniscus prep. Coming down from descending colon appeared unremarkable. Proximal and mid sigma colon appeared to be unremarkable, but the biopsy was taken from the proximal from the descending colon. Distal sigma colon has mild inflammatory changes. Biopsy were taken, and then mild proctitis also needs a biopsy were taken for like that middle or proctitis or distal sigma colitis. Question of early also, colitis, number three, retrofixture we've done have been grade 1 trihemorrhoid bleeding. It did not see evidence of any retrofixture coming out, did not see external hemorrhoid. There was six pressure patient on complication. Finally, flexible sigma vascular biopsy. Number two, flexible sigma vascular to splenic flexure. Number three, mild distal sigma colitis. Number four, mild proctitis. Biopsy were taken. Two lot early ulcerative colitis or mild ulcerative colitis. And grade 1 trihemorrhoid not bleeding, no anal fissures noted. Recommendation away for the biopsy of the rectum and the sigma colon and the descending colon. If the biopsy comes positive for ulcerative colitis, then recommend the patient to have a Prometheus testing. And I've started the patient empirically on prednisone enema 100 milligram in 60 cc of water. To see if that resolves inflammation. The patient continued to have symptoms, GI bleeding and symptoms, late diarrhea, then recommendation of complete colonoscopy in about 3 to 6 months. Otherwise, avoid NSAIDs, follow-up 1 to 2 weeks, and patient, please send a copy to patient primary care provider and copy to patient Dr. Palamisetti. They have received October 24th to 22nd, October 24th to 22nd, patient's office.